Steve, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
It's good to be here.
So you've done quite a bit of reporting on the Trinity Church situation and where it's going. But before we talk about what's coming up, let's talk a little bit about how we got to where we are now.
Well, it's a pretty long process. It started sometime about last January when Trinity Episcopal Church on South Main Street hired a new pastor. His name's Cameron Miller. Everybody calls him Cam. He's a big strapping guy and a very interesting person. And his job was not only to hopefully spur some life into a church that's really seen some significant declining membership in recent years, but also decide its future. And at that point, when I had discussions with him in about April last year, that was his main thrust, was what are we going to do with this church? And so at that point, it's kind of gone from there in terms of those decisions as to what to do. And the decision was redevelop the church for some inns, for an inn. It's kind of two sections, so it is kind of like inns, but it isn't. We call it the inn, a restaurant, and also a very large event space.
And it's interesting because I've seen churches converted to this use before, but their argument was, we'll convert it to this use, but we'll still have use of it for the congregation, which I think was a really interesting variation on that theme. You know, in St. Louis, I've seen churches converted in that way, but never still with the use of the congregation. But then when this went before the zoning board, area residents, there's a significant number of area residents who were not happy with this.
Not happy at all. They see it as such a significant change to the character of their neighborhood. As people who know South Main Street, it's one of the most picturesque places, not only in Geneva, but in the Finger Lakes region. It's used often for promotional tourism efforts. It's just a really spectacular walk or drive through, and they felt like this was completely out of character for the neighborhood, and that has been pretty much their argument all along. They've moved into a lot of technical stuff now, but we know it really comes down to is they just don't feel it's a good fit for this very historic neighborhood.
And this isn't exclusively something that Trinity is doing. They, in fact, found an outside developer. When I say outside developer, not just outside of the church, not just outside of the city, if I recall correctly, it's a Canadian developer who's looking to fund the project.
Correct. I don't know if he's a Canadian-American, but he's done such developments. Mark McGordy is his name, and he's done such developments in both the U.S. and Canada. And I believe he's done one in Buffalo as well. So I think Cam Miller, who spent many years working in an Episcopal church up in Buffalo, maybe has made some connections on that end there. So he has some experience at this kind of thing, which is really, if you look at some of his work, it's very impressive. So a lot of people think that he can, if anybody can pull such a redevelopment of a church off, it's him.
So this has gone through several rounds with the zoning board where it was initially the plan was rejected, eventually the plan was accepted, but then it's gone to the courts. So where do things stand right now?
Well, right now, several neighbors have filed suit against the city, against the developer, and the church to have this decision by the Zoning Board of Appeals basically annulled, and they want it. I think the hope is to have a new hearing. They believe that the decision was not based on good law, maybe some poor decision making, and whatever else they'll bring before Judge William Coker coming up in August. We'll be double checking to see if that date's still on. Sometimes court day changes, but for right now, they're on for August 8th for him to hear this case. So it shall be interesting.
So we'll know a little bit more about this coming up in just the next few weeks, and I would imagine you'll be reporting on that in the Finger Lakes Times.
I will.
Thanks again for coming in today, Steve.
My pleasure.